USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
The top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's hoping for greater collaboration with governors to make sure their needs are met.
One of the problems has been, is the tests getting to the people who need them, or are there tests out there we're not connecting the dots?
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is taking executive action to declare food processing plants critical infrastructure and order them to stay open. The move is proactive, and it's meant to stave off threatened meat shortages. In many states, meat processing plants have been closed due to massive coronavirus outbreaks. Officials say Tyson Foods is planning to close 80% of their production. The CEO says the food supply chain is breaking. With states like Texas and Alabama letting businesses reopen their doors this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom says they're not out of the woods yet, but he also says change is coming.
The reality is we are just a few weeks away, not months away, from making measurable and meaningful changes to our stay-at-home order. That is a very optimistic point to emphasize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strong and strongly encouraging. Tourists definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic. Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.